So, alright, so you can, there is a variant of the for statement that uses a so-called in syntax. So you can say for a JavaScript variable, which is here called I, so you say var I to define a new variable called I in. So in is a technical, a reserved word, and then you have the name of an object, and that basically gives you a for loop where I runs over all the properties in the object. So if you wanted to print out all the properties of the object, you can do this. So with the for notation, obj of, in array notation of I, is the ith object in the ith property, I should say, in the object obj. So here we defined a new type of object called car, which only has two properties, make and model. And then if we wanted to write out everything we needed to know about this particular car, we could use this for and in statement to run over all the properties of the car object. I have never used that particular syntax myself.